Hi everyone, I'm Timothy Heaven, your host for today, and welcome on our channel Radio Print DC. I'm with my co-star Kate Tremblay, who will be leading our discussion with her two special guests, Florence Onus and Makar Binbakar. Today, our main subject of the podcast is the Stolen Generation. But before we begin, let's define what the Stolen Generation refers to. In Australia, this term describes the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children who were forcibly removed from their families by government policies between 1905 and the late 1960s. These children were placed in institutions or foster homes, forced to speak English and lost their cultures. It was a real pain in the indigenous community. So today we'll explain the personal experiences, the consequences, and the ongoing efforts for healing and justice. So, Kate, would you like to introduce our guest, please?
Hello, I'm Kate Tremblay, and today we're with Florence Onus and Makar Binbakar, who are going to tell us their story. Florence, can you tell us what happened to you?
Hi, Kate. To begin with you, you should know that I am the fourth generation of my family to be a victim of forced separation. My great-grandparents were forcibly removed from their land and sent to an Aboriginal reserve. My grandparents, as well as my mother, were also taken away from their parents. It was repeated again on my siblings and me.
Okay. Where have they taken you?
My two elder sisters were taken away and placed with Catholic nuns. Afterwards, my other siblings and me were placed in a local orphanage. We then spent our adolescence in a foster home.
What a sad story. I imagine this has left you with a lot of scars.
Oh yes. My life and those of my family have taken a different turn because of this event. My whole family have been traumatized. Many have fallen in drugs, alcohol, and my sister and me, I tried to commit suicide to escape this hell.
It's really sad.
Yes. Still today, I live with a fear that my children will be taken away from me. I constantly scared that the same thing will happen to them.
Mm. Have you found any solution to this problem?
I have been on a healing journey and I also tried several therapies, including music, psychological counseling, dance and other healing practice. I tried and I want to heal because I'm sure that healing is essential for moving forward. Today we are less included in society than non-Aboriginal people, so let's heal and move forward to make things change. If we don't do it, nobody do it for us.
Exactly.
You're on the road to recovery and we wish you well. Now, Mark, it's your turn. Can you tell us about what happened to you?
Oh, it's my mother. Her separation left a lot of trauma. She was taken when she was 3 years old during the Stolen Generation movement. Growing up in a broom, I've seen how those policies affect her deeply. They continue to affect me and will impact my children as well.
Oh, it's your mother. I imagine that her separation has left you with a lot of trauma.
Yes, and in some ways, yes. The pain of what happened to my mother and many others in Stolen Generation creates a bond among us. We share a common struggle, which can be isolating but also unifying. We may seem jovial on the surface, but there are shared hurts that lingers beneath.
Has this prevented you from socializing?
Yes, absolutely. And to help reconcile the pain of my people, this is what hurt for me, and because it marked my life and changed my...
Your perception of the...
Yeah, with the other person and the Australian in general. But when I grown up, I changed this a little bit.
I imagine that this has strength. Your mind, and that you are active for your community and its rights?
I'm passionate about reconnecting them to their country and culture. It's essential that Australians acknowledge this negative history. It's not just about Aboriginal history, It belongs to all Australians. By owning this past, we can move toward an united nation and truly honor our shared
history. Okay. Florence and Mark, thank you for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us, and this is the end of our podcast. See you soon.